whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, Mark will tell us about an American military veteran who had his home raided by probably some other military veterans calling themselves the police. We'll get to that story here in a little bit. Of course, take your calls about anything, 855-450-FREE. We started out the show talking about the MIA situation from the Super Bowl last night, where it's hard to believe it's been more than half a decade since the Janet Jackson thing went down. But
more than half a decade, yeah.
It has been. And so MIA made a splash by flipping the bird to the cameras last night and uttering the S-bomb on the air. And, of course, a lot of people are very upset about that. Although none of them are upset enough to call our show. I'd love to hear from somebody that thinks this is a big deal. My children, their virgin ears and eyes have been spoiled by this horrible rapper. Well, I don't think it's a big deal. Most of your kids probably have already seen the middle finger on the schoolyard playground or in the hallways or across
Seems
the classroom.
Likely.
So get real, get with the program, 855-450-FREE, and, you know, teach your kids what these things mean and why it's a bad idea to use them in, you know, polite company. I think that maybe a lesson could come from this, from those that wanted to spin this in the right way,
rather than those
who want to, you know, feign indignance or whatever it is that they're doing. So we'll continue. Of course, you can bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. Peter Griffin is on the line in Rhode Island, cartoon character apparently on the phones with us here. Go ahead, Peter.
Did you guys hear it? The word?
I don't know. What word?
About the bird?
Has everybody heard
it? Bird. The bird is the word. Bird. The bird is the word. The bird is the word that everybody knows.
Peter, I think everybody has heard by this point that the bird is the word. It's an old one. But it's a good one. Thanks. 855-450-FREE. That's
been cranked worse.
SACL CAI.
Been cranked better.
Yeah. I'd say that's... not even mid-pack. But at least he didn't drop the F-bomb.
Yeah, at least he got to sing his little song on
the
radio. There you go.
Right. If you sing your little song and don't drop an F-bomb in it, it will go out over the radio. And if you add an F-bomb into it, you're going to lose a good portion of what you've said.
Yeah.
So, 855-450-FREE is the number. And so tell me, Mark, let's move on. I think we've railed enough against the what do we want to call them? Social conservatives, is that the right term? Prudes, perhaps, would be a more accurate term. Because there are liberals that are also very socially conservative. They call themselves liberals as well. Like Hillary Clinton wants to ban video game violence, for instance. It was Al Gore's wife who created the parental advisory explicit lyrics label.
I think
so. It's not really a conservative thing to be prudish, is it?
Well, I think that like a social conservative may or may not like what MIA did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm admittedly socially conservative. I just don't believe in foisting my beliefs on other people. But the, you know, what the, I think even the social conservatives would say, look, this isn't NBC's fault. Why should they be penalized for that? The American Television Council is a bunch of people that will say anything to get a certain amount of TV coverage. They want coverage is what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Power as a result, and then they can use their power for whatever they want. So they'll springboard off of any issue. And I think that they have done themselves more harm in this circumstance than good, frankly. So, yeah, there you go.
All right. So tell me, Mark, about this military guy and what happened to him. Where's this from?
Submitted by Courthouse News at opposingviews.com is where I'm reading it from. This is February 6, 2012. That's today. A depressed Army reservist who made a phone call for help says dozens of police responded by surrounding his home and arresting him.
That's compassion.
Vandalizing his place without a warrant, seizing his dog, and killing his tropical fish.
Wow.
Matthew Corrigan, who lives with his dog, sued the District of Columbia in D.C. federal court. Confronted by a massive police presence after his plea for help, Corrigan says he denied permission to enter his house, but they entered and trashed it anyway, saying, I don't have time to play this constitutional BS. They used the whole word.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your public servants, when dealing with you in regards to your constitutional rights, will happily use terms that they will then throw other people under the bus for, fine companies and individuals large amounts of
Certainly.
Money for, but they don't care about you hearing it when they want to say it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, there were plenty of instances right. with the police.
If you're
going to
fine NBC for this, then you should fine this lieutenant in the police in Washington D.C. $350,000.
Yeah, right.
Take that it out of happen. His paycheck. Take it out of his 401k. You know, put him in indentured servitude mm-hmm. until he pays it off. If it's really important that we not say these terms, let's go ahead and apply this evenly. Oh, no, we would never want our dedicated and loyal public servants to have to be held to these same standards that we will hold other people.
Police will sometimes arrest people for flipping them the bird. So it's definitely not okay for you and I to do it to yep. the police, but the police, they can behave in whatever manner they want to. You remember, speaking of D.C., Mark, you remember the police night or something like that? Like the police night out, national night out or something, maybe where cops tough, yeah. come from all over the place, and they basically have a cop convention
yeah,
in D.C.
There is a cop convention in D.C. I don't know that that's called police night out.
I don't know what it's called either, but it's a cop convention, and it lasts more than one night from what I understand.
It's usually like just debauchery.
Yes, the police... Right, the police highest. Get wasted and basically go around and just destroying things.
Turning on the lights at 3 o'clock in the morning, letting the siren go, shooting up in the air, beating people up. I mean, it's
right.
crazy stuff.
And obviously they're going to be cursing in the streets, so no one cares though.
Well, this wasn't even cursing in the streets on their own time. This was cursing in the streets on your time.
Yeah.
Cussing out somebody who's a veteran who served his country, served the politicians.
Right. Is this the freedom he fought for?
Right. Corrigan says that the debacle started on February the 2nd, 2010, last year. Corrigan telephoned what he believed to be the military's emotional support hotline because he was depressed and had not slept for several days. The number Corrigan called was, in fact, the National Suicide Hotline. And I can see why one might, for whatever reason, get a couple of different numbers confused. When he stated that he was a veteran, he was asked if he had firearms, to which he said yes. He said nothing about being
and
suicidal.
He's in D.C.?
He said nothing about being suicidal or using a firearm to threaten anyone.
You can't have firearms in D.C., though, right?
Look, I don't give legal counsel. I don't have
I don't either, but I'm pretty sure it's one of those places where there's some pretty severe firearms restrictions. I don't know if it's as bad as New York, but it's probably on close to on par.
If the claim is that one needs to be trained in using them, I think that this veteran probably is. After a short conversation, Corrigan hung up, turned off the phone, took his prescribed sleeping medication, and went to bed. At approximately 4 a.m. in the morning on the 3rd...
So hold on.
3rd,
Wait. So what was the course of the conversation exactly?
It was a short conversation.
So he just indicated that he was feeling bad.
Yep.
They asked him if he had any weapons.
He probably is like, well, look, if this is how this conversation's going to go, I'm out of here.
He told the truth.
Yep.
Said he did have weapons. Presumably gave them his address? Or maybe they found that anyway.
One would assume.
Somehow.
I have no idea. I'm not going to propose to know.
They can
trace these calls.
Yeah, they could. I mean, if it was the cops, but it's not really the cops, right? It's like
some
hotline.
You think the National Suicide Hotline doesn't have the ability to trace?
I see where you're coming from.
I mean, let's be serious here. So on the morning of the 3rd at 4 a.m., Corrigan awoke because he heard his name being called over a bullhorn.
Oh, jeez. 4 in the morning.
In this neighborhood. It doesn't get any better.
When did he make the call?
That evening.
So 12 hours later?
No. It was
8 hours?
I wouldn't say it was even that far.
4 in the morning. The evening is 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, somewhere in there. You're looking at 8 hours to 10 to 12 hours.
He went to bed. He hung up, turned off the phone, took the prescribed sleeping medication, and went to bed. So I think
what? Okay, 11? 12?
There you go. I'm going for 11 or 12.
So 4-6 hours later, let's say 4 to 6 hours later, that's when the cops show up with all their compassionate guns and attack dogs or whatever to help mm-hmm. this man with the suicide problem?
A little healing tear gas.
If somebody is suicidal, wouldn't it make sense to respond quickly? I don't know, I'm just going out on a limb. Not that I know much about suicide or, preventing it. Or talking with people that are suicidal. Do you think the guy on the bridge is going to wait until 4 in the morning when you should decide to finally get around to showing up?
It clearly was not a speedy response.
Of course, you could point out that people who call for help are usually actually wanting to have contact with other human beings and not likely willing to kill themselves, that they just want to get some attention. 855-450-FREE, and that's okay. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark. Greg Head, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
VaporSmith's e-cigs revolutionized nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSmith's, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSmith's are clean, efficient, and tasty. In 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at VaporSmith's.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, 2-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number is 855-453-SACL, CAI, toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We give them away. And the features include news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You may follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, all of it free at news.freetalklive.com.
The state owns the land. But they don't own the water. To be free today, you need a boat, and not just any boat, a life yacht. It's a staple catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, and grows at least some, depending on the size of it, its own food. It has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, you can live freely of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. You can be involved for as little as $1,000 and the commitment of as few as 8 months. It's ericksoncouncil.com. Again, it's ericksoncouncil.com.
So, we're talking about the story out of D.C. where a military veteran called a suicide helpline. Inadvertently, I guess. He thought he was calling some sort of a veteran's helpline, but ended up being a suicide helpline.
Something like that.
And he was feeling depressed, so whether he was suicidal or not is another question, but he wasn't feeling too hot. And who can blame him? He has returned from, you know,
terrible place.
Having to do terrible things. Happened, and, well, he didn't have to. He could have refused. But he did. You said having to do terrible things. He probably did some terrible things, saw some horrible things happen, and is dealing with all that. Of course, as we know, isn't it true that more people have committed suicide from the Middle East in the last decade than actually were killed in combat?
That's right. Yeah. I'd like to say that I think that veterans, in some cases, do things that are completely legitimate that are still terrible, right? Like, you know, the course of their work is terrible. No matter what, it's terrible.
So he's dealing with this. He calls for some help, and maybe he thought he was going to get help, but instead the police showed up. And when the police show up on a scene, they're usually not interested, at least my observation, they're usually not interested in helping you unless you consider being put in a cage help.
They didn't. Yeah, well, they helped him in that way.
So what exactly happened? 4 a.m, hours later, after calling the police, or excuse me, not calling the police, calling this helpline, he didn't call the police. He didn't expect the police were going to show up. 4 hours later, he's taking some sleeping pills. He's half asleep, or however asleep you are when you're on sleeping pills, and it's not usually like a real sleep.
I think it depends on the situation.
But he's in whatever zone he's in, and all of a sudden he wakes up to his voice being called over a megaphone. That's where we left the story off.
That's right. So he looks out. There's floodlights in his front and back doors, an estimated 8 police in the backyard and 20 in the front. Corgan turned on his phone and found the Officer Fisher of the 5th District was calling him, asking him to come out, which he did at about 4:50. That's a long stretch, by the way. I mean, you know, it seems like he must have been in there thinking about this from at approximately 4 a.m. in the morning. He woke up at 4:50. He comes out. I mean, that's a long stretch. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Locking the door behind him. He was handcuffed and put into the back of a SWAT truck.
Oh, no.
When officer
charged with what?
John Doe. Well, who cares? He's not charged at that point.
Usually, if you're handcuffed, they have something in mind.
When Officer John Doe 1, upon information and belief, John Doe 1 is Lieutenant Robert Glover, asked Corridon for the key to his apartment, he informed the officer, "There's no way I'm giving you consent to enter my place."
Smart.
John Doe 1, that was probably Lieutenant Robert Glover, says, "I don't have time to play this constitutional BS, the word that you can't say in the Super Bowl without being fined $350,000.
This guy said it to his face.
Your public servant can say it to anybody he feels like." And ordered that officers John Doe 2 through 5, members of the emergency response team, the ERT, entered the apartment. Corrigan says police took him to a VA hospital, broke his front door, entered his apartment without a warrant, where they confiscated his guns, vandalized his place, and took his dog to an animal shelter. Although the officers had no information that there were explosives in Corrigan's house and the home had been secured, John Doe's 4 through 10, the Explosives Ordnance Disposal Team, entered Corrigan's home without a warrant and searched for explosives. The complaint states, the EOD team opened enclosed containers, used x-ray equipment to search enclosed containers, and after the initial warrant...
Wow.
I'm not even close, dude. I am not even close. This article gets so much worse.
All because this guy's a veteran? I mean, is that what gives them the belief
that... He said he was depressed.
Right, but... are they normally going to bring the bomb squad into everyone's house who's depressed, or is it because he's a veteran?
Because he had a gun in D.C.?
Well, just because you have a gun doesn't lead necessarily to explosives.
I know. I mean,
I'm thinking it's because he's a veteran, and they just think that
they need to practice, though. I mean, you understand that every one of these teams needs to be practiced for the time when it really matters. So they use these opportunities.
Yeah, but are they going to do that to the average pot dealer? I mean, it seems like they're picking on him because he's a veteran.
Okay. During the search of Corrigan's home, John Doe 2 through 15 seized three firearms and numerous rounds of ammunition. For those firearms and others, the three firearms were a rifle, which was unloaded and trigger locked in a locked hard side case under his bed, a handgun, which was in a hard case in a drawer in the closet, and another handgun, which was in a zipped bag on the shelf at the bottom of the clothes rack. Pillows and blankets were on top and next to the bag. The locked cases were taken, but the broken latches were left on the floor. The ammunition was
stored. So they broke into them right there.
The ammunition was stored in a plastic crate, and the rest was in boxes in the original packaging in a milk crate, which was stored under a sleeping bag in the utility closet. Corrigan's eyeglasses were broken and thrown in the corner.
Wow.
Corrigan said, how
that's
awful
just
is
an
that?
F-U.
Yeah, it really is. It's disgusting. Corrigan's, but watch, it even gets worse. Corrigan says he spent 3 days in the VA hospital because having weapons pointed at him upon his leaving his apartment triggered his PTSD hypervigilance and caused irregular heartbeat. I'm sure it did. After he released from the hospital and determined not to be a suicide risk, Corrigan says the police arrested him, put him in jail, where he remained for almost 2 weeks.
Wow.
Corrigan returned to his apartment 16 days after being seized. He found that John Doe's 1 through 15 had left the front door unlocked and unsecured.
Nice.
At least they had the decency to close it, because they don't do that every time. Mm. You know, actually, there's no evidence that they actually closed it. A neighbor could have come by and done that.
Yeah, maybe.
They had left the electric stove on.
Oh, my. Oh,
I mean,
wow.
They were trying to burn this man's house down. They left the electric stove on. I find this to be the most disgusting part of this. These jackholes come into somebody's house and leave the electric stove on. How much did this cost? 16 days of a burner running? I mean, we're just lucky it didn't burn the house down. I have no idea, who's
incredible.
What the house is attached to, what this domicile is attached to. Was this in an apartment? What was, you said a front and backyard. Was it a duplex? Was it a row house? I mean, they have those in D.C. Hmm. How many people's lives did they put in danger
in jeopardy.
Here?
Yeah.
What about the fire department that might have had to go in and check and see if somebody was in there?
Wow,
I mean, this is the
man.
Irresponsibility of these guys.
Well, at least they didn't shoot his dog, but I wonder if he got his dog back after the 16 days.
I'll go on here.
Well, tell me in a moment here. We'll get to the rest of the story, and of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Oh, this is really
it's stunning.
Shocking. 855-450-FREE. I thought I'd heard it all when it comes to police raids, but when they really get it, when you get into the details of what these guys do to someone's apartment, we've heard about apartments being trashed, homes being trashed. When you really get into the detail about what that means, that's when it really gets even more offensive than it normally is. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll free line, Free Talk Live.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. We'll be right back. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Speaking of SACL CAI, tell me about them, Mark.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They can do it for your business. And just all you have to do is to find out more is go to the banner for SACL CAI at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right hand side of the page. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, one of the principals, I should say. Big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of the Free State Project, big supporter of Free Talk Live, and I think that he's going to have a pretty exciting announcement here pretty soon regarding the Free State Project and some things that he's been working on.
Well, that's a nice tease. I don't even know what that is, Mark, so yeah, I'm looking forward. 855-450-FREE, toll-free number here. You are sharing, Mark, with us a crazy story, as they all are, if you get into the nitty-gritty details of what these people do, the police coming into people's homes, raiding them, tearing them apart. Getting into the actual detail of how they tear things apart is really outrageous. Remember, Mark, back when the guys from MotorhomeDiaries.com, Pete and Adamo and Jason Talley, they were essentially pulled over in Mississippi. They were all arrested, taken to jail. Mississippi cops tore apart the RV. Do you recall hearing that part of the story?
Oh, yeah, sure.
They actually, when they got their RV back, the first thing they did was they grabbed the video camera, mm-hmm. and as they opened the door, their first experience going into MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, was with the video camera. So you get to experience their reactions to what the cops did in there, and you get, because you're there with a camera, you get to see in detail exactly how they tore this place to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And
tore it to pieces they did.
They sure did. I mean, it was just so outrageous what the cops did. And when you hear about it, on the news, it's usually just brushed over, like, oh, the cops did this, and they didn't leave the door locked, and they tore the place apart.
But when you talk to burglary victims, I often hear this, and I'm just going to make a sexist remark here. Usually it's the women I hear say this, and they feel that they've been defiled, that their home has been invaded.
It's your sanctuary, yeah.
Right.
I would feel that way.
I would too, and you know, I would think, you know, I'm speculating here that women who, have bigger safety issues, you know, they're not as safe. It's harder, you know, it's just harder to be a woman as far as the safety aspect. That they have a difficult time feeling safe in their home for a long time when things like this happen. And I'm sure that this is exactly the same thing. It doesn't matter whether the burglars had stupid hats and badges.
You know, sometimes the burglars at least know what they're looking for, and they'll go for just the jewelry, or they'll go for just the computer, or whatever.
Well, sometimes they'll make a sandwich, too, so.
But my point being, the cops will tear your house apart. Not only that, just going through some of the things that we know that they did, they broke the man's glasses and threw them into a corner.
It's disgusting.
They turned on a burner on the stove and left it on for the entire time he was in jail, over 2 weeks, 16 days.
I thought it was less than
you said it was 16 days a moment ago.
Okay, 16 days because he was in his hospital state. Too.
16 days. They left a burner on the stove on.
It's crazy.
Killed his goldfish. I mean, this guy
This isn't goldfish. These are tropical fish. I mean, he could very well have discus in here that he paid $45 a piece for.
It was like a 150-gallon tank,
right?
The whole thing was...
That thing isn't full of dirty old fancy goldfish, I'll tell you that.
The whole tank was dead, though.
Poop machines.
Right? The whole tank was dead.
Of course it was. Yeah. I mean, what else is going to happen? It's a murky, disgusting, putrefied mess after 16 days. You meant fish floating on the surface of this thing? What this house smells like?
The door left completely
unlocked.
You know that
acrid smell when you leave a burner on, you know, like that? So,
yeah.
I mean,
combine that with dead fish.
With the dead fish? The guy doesn't know where his dog is. We still don't know where the dog is.
Yeah, according to the story, we have no idea what happened to the dog.
At least the dog didn't get iced
by the police in the actual raid. I mean, that's maybe one thing that you can look on the bright side on, but there's not much of a bright side to this at all.
It's doing a lot of bright side looking.
And what was he charged with? Did it even say that?
It never said. I mean, in the lawsuit.
Attempted suicide? I mean, what do you...
Right, what was he
called a helpline. There wasn't any victim here.
He did admit to having guns, and he was in D.C.
Guns in D.C., yeah, that's probably
so it. So maybe, it's a possession situation.
I bet that's it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
What would have happened?
Awful.
So, all right. So, what would have happened in this case had he never gone outside? Would they have then come in with gas bangs or whatever, gas grenades and flashbangs?
If he admitted to a crime, they very well could have.
In that he had the guns in the house. That's right. He did admit to having guns in the house on the phone with the operator previously.
So, I mean, they could have. I see the point.
Could they come in anyway if they believe you're suicidal? Well, we heard he's suicidal. We're just going to go in.
I don't know the I can't give legal advice here. I mean, I just don't know the answer as to what they can and
if
can't
you
do.
Know, perhaps you're a law enforcement officer. You can call us. We'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, the cops will use the flimsiest of pretenses on which to enter a home. So it wouldn't surprise me if all they had to say was, well, the operator thought he might have been suicidal. So therefore, we'll just go into his home and put him in some handcuffs for his own protection.
He'll be safe now.
Well, we know they can take...
This couldn't deepen his depression in any way, right?
Oh, no. Not having to face a federal lawsuit or Washington, D.C. As a prosecutor prosecuting you for gun possession charges. Of course, as you pointed out, Mark, this guy's in the military or was in the military, so he's been trained on how to use guns, but that doesn't matter. What matters is whether or not he's begged the bureaucrats' permission as to whether or not he can have them.
Yeah. That's what it comes down to.
So
this is just such an abuse of power. It looks so awful.
But that's what happens with power, Mark. I mean, people abuse it every time. And so what do you do about it? What do you do?
What can you do?
Well, first of all, you can move out of Washington, D.C. What the hell are you doing there if you love liberty?
To some extent, you could be dealing with financial issues. Moving is costly.
It's not easy. I get it. No doubt about it. That's why we need to have low-cost rooms available up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project or ShireSociety.com, where people can come here who love liberty and can get a foothold without having to have a whole bunch of money saved up. I mean, obviously, it's a good idea to have savings when you make a move.
Sure it is.
But it would be helpful to be able to find a $200 room as opposed to a $600 room. So having things like that, I think, could be useful.
I would not disagree with that. It'd be nice to be able to get some cheap room, but I mean, you know, the reason that rooms are $600 in some cases is because that's what a room is worth, and it's going to be difficult to get people to charge less. I mean, I don't know.
Well, it depends. I mean, there's some folks that are looking at some options right here in the Keene area. But if you're not right in the heart of downtown Keene, if you're outside in some of the surrounding towns, you can get some rooms pretty cheap out there.
Yeah, well, you can be out in the woods. If you can't afford a $600 room, how are you doing with car transportation?
These are all good points, Mark. But if you can, if you're in a place like DC.
I live out in the woods, and life wouldn't be so great for me if I didn't have a car.
If you're in a place like DC, though, it would behoove you, I would think, as a liberty-minded person, to begin planning now. To begin saving.
I concur.
Take a look at your habits. I get it. Money's tight. The economy sucks. Maybe jobs are hard to come by. But that doesn't mean that you can't scrimp and save a little bit here and there. Look at your budget. Try to figure out what stuff you can cut back. Maybe cut back on smoking or something like that and change your habits.
Get the e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com. You'll
exactly.
save some money.
Exactly. So there are little changes you can make in your life to result in money that you can have, that you can put into a savings account and not touch until you're ready to make the move to somewhere better. Because I wouldn't want to stay in a place like that. And at least here in New Hampshire, if you say to the cops you've got a gun, they'd be like, oh yeah, what model?
Right. You'll probably have a conversation about the gun. It will not be anything like that. But it's not to say that tyrannical acts have not been committed by New Hampshire's law enforcement.
Of course.
Absolutely, these things have occurred.
There are little tyrants in New Hampshire just like there are everywhere. It's just that there are a little bit, maybe slightly fewer in New Hampshire, and they're not quite as tyrannical here. And of course,
they have quite the backing from their superiors here.
Right, and as Pete Ayer has pointed out, the reason why we're getting backlash is because we're doing things. The activists are here being active, unlike probably where you live, where no one's doing much of anything. Just cowering and hiding and hoping they can wait out the storm of tyranny that is the United States federal government. I'm sorry, waiting is not going to solve this problem.
This was the D.C. cops.
Okay, almost the same thing. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. D.C. is governed by the federal government. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the fact that the website is free, you download as many archives as you like and interact with our other listeners in various different ways. You like that? It's free? Well, you can support us voluntarily by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. So the price of a cup of coffee, a hamburger. You can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Now, if that's not worth $3, I don't know what is. Amp.freetalklive.com, because I wish there were other people out there that were as effective in the radio business at talking about these ideas, but unfortunately, we haven't spawned a throng of imitators yet, Mark. Yeah.
There's a lot of ways to spend your Liberty dollar out there. A lot of organizations that will happily take your money. I don't know of any of them that reaches the people like Free Talk Live does.
So, 855-450-FREE. You can, again, go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Get the details. Use any major credit card through PayPal, or just use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to Ed, listening in Washington State. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind, Ed?
Oh, well, there's two things. One, you're discussing a case of that veteran in D.C., but I'm at your website, and there's no reference to that particular case, and I thought maybe if you were going to discuss it, it would be there.
Well, we don't pull all of our show prep from the front page of our website. That is one place that we go to get show prep. Mark, this came from what source again?
This was from, the Courthouse News.
CourthouseNews.com.
Courthouse News, okay. I know what that said. I can check that out.
Courthouse News, yeah.
Right, and normally what we'll do is we'll post after the fact.
Courthouse News will often just report on the lawsuit itself, so as far as hard news goes, sometimes you don't get the other side of the story.
I would like to point out, though, usually after the fact we'll post, so Mark, you'll take that link, I would imagine, and go to the BBS and then post that. After the show, we do typically post what prep we do use. So the Free Talk Live website is potential prep. It's a social bookmarking website for our listeners, mostly, but we use it to call some show prep. But ultimately, we may or may not utilize any of the stories from the front page of our own website. Just all depends.
Okay. And then I had just one thing here. That particular veteran could well find himself a good lawyer, and under Title 42 of the U.S. Code, Chapter 21, Subchapter 1, section or subsection 1983. It's titled Civil Action for Deprivation of Rights. And very, very briefly, it's not that long. Every person who, under color of statute, any statute, ordinance, regulation, custom, or usage of any state or territory or the District of Columbia subjects or causes to be subjected any citizen of the United States or other person within the jurisdiction thereof to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured by the Constitution and laws shall be liable to the party injured in an action at law, suit in equity, or other proper proceedings for redress.
Did it exempt the District of Columbia?
No, it was included.
It was included.
Yes,
well,
D.C. is included.
Yeah, but we know that they've been destroying people's rights forever, so, like, how's that going to help?
Well, the thing is here, if you don't mind me saying, the problem is that people just don't care. If they don't stand up for their rights...
Well, he is suing them.
Okay,
yeah.
That's great, but the point is, how many other people would do this?
I don't know.
A lot of people just want it to go away. They want to put this terrible situation behind in their minds, and I can understand why they choose to do that. I mean, you know, it's got to be really tough. It only brings back the memories. It's always the same kind of idea that you don't want to put the rape victim up on the stand. I mean, essentially, if you go and fight these people in court, you're going to have to deal with this stuff over and over again.
Well, you know the old saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, right?
That is true.
Okay.
I agree, you know, that one's got to stand up, but I understand why people choose not to. I'm not forgiving it or anything like that. I'm just saying, look, it's got to be painful.
Anything else you want to share, Ed?
And just one last thing. This paragraph ends with, for the purposes of this section, any act of Congress applicable exclusively to the District of Columbia shall be considered to be a statute of the District of Columbia.
Hmm.
So there you go.
It's Congress that rules the district.
So if it's against the law to have a gun in D.C., and I know it's darn close to that.
McDonald versus U.S. knocked that out. I mean, excuse me, McDonald versus Chicago knocked that out. The Supreme Court said that it is the right of the citizens to keep and bear arms, and they said in their houses. But if you look at it, at the whole reasoning, the 14th Article of Amendment applied the Bill of Rights to the state, and if the Bill of Rights is applied to the state, then it just doesn't apply to your house. It applies to everywhere, every place you happen to find yourself legally.
Well, that's an interesting legal opinion.
I like it.
Right, but I don't know if the courts care about that viewpoint. I mean, if that were true, then we'd see the gun bans overturned in the places where they exist, and they haven't been.
Well, that's because nobody's doing anything.
Well, why don't you do something?
I am doing something.
What are you doing?
I'm a member of the GOA. I'm a member of the SAF. I'm a member of several
other
organizations.
Are you
saying something? I can't do everything by myself, but I can lend my financial strength to them.
Do you really feel like those organizations do anything besides just sucking money out of people so they can continue their organization?
Absolutely, they do.
All right.
Just because they don't get instant results doesn't mean they're not doing something. You know,
it takes a while to get the results. I'm going to agree with that.
The wheels of justice turn slowly.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ed, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, you know, I get what he's saying.
I agree with him.
These organizations, I feel like all they do is exist to just perpetuate themselves.
Well, just because none of them get on your side in your little cases, I mean, doesn't mean that they're not doing something. Maybe your cases aren't ironclad.
Well, I've seen the Institute for Justice actually do things to defend people,
sure.
So it's not fair for me to throw them all under the bus. But, like, yes, there are, like, these think tanks, for instance, out
but
there.
But think tanks aren't legal organizations meant to fight for people's rights in particular areas. That's a different idea. I know the think tanks, you know, they put out papers and stuff like that, and it doesn't look like they're doing as much.
Well, then you've got organizations like the NRA that actually back the current status quo.
Well, he didn't mention the NRA.
No, he didn't. I'm just saying there are organizations out there that position themselves as the friends of freedom, but not so much. Not when you start to really dig in and learn about what they really believe, what they're really doing. So be cautious in regards to who you support out there.
I think at the same time, you know, you've got to get behind somebody.
Let's talk to Conan. Well, if you've got money to give to D.C.-based organizations, I say put some of that money away and move out of D.C. Get out of there. Let's go to Conan, listening in Clarksville, Tennessee. Conan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well,
I've been following the Free State Project for a little while now. I have to say I really like what I've been reading and hearing. I'm going to be taking a trip up there sometime between April and May to do a drive-through. I'm having one problem, however, and that would be with the property tax.
Oh, yeah, it's real bad up here.
It's horrible, especially for a guy in my situation where I don't pay a lot of income tax where I'm at, and I don't buy a lot of stuff. So, I mean, I'm actually in a good situation, you know, with low property tax.
Yeah, you know, we dealt with this in Florida.
Right, I pay more here than I did in Florida.
By the way, that's where I'm originally from, Gainesville, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in Florida, my property taxes, I remember on the one house, were like $1,400. Now I'm paying $3,300. And, yeah, there was a sales tax, but there's no, but the sales tax was exempted on unprepared foods and on, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So it was basically the plastic crap you buy at Walmart that, you know, they would get me on sales tax for. And I didn't spend that kind of money that I would be able to be paying another $2,000 in sales tax. So, yeah, agreed. You know, everybody takes their hit to move. Just moving costs money. You got to sell your house, somebody gets a cut. You buy a house, somebody gets a cut. I would also recommend renting before you buy, you know, when you...
Right, if you rent, it's pretty transparent. I mean, rents are right around where you would probably expect them to be as far as living in a city versus living in the woods. So if you're renting, you don't see the property taxes. It makes it a little bit easier, a little more easy to stomach. But, you know, if you run the numbers, you can make it work. So I'm paying four times as much in property tax here. I went from paying about $1,500 to $6,000 a year. But I also own a duplex in Keene, and so I'm able to cover the cost of the property taxes through having renters. So, you know, there are ways to make it work. And some places have higher taxes than others. As Mark pointed out, he's paying half as much in property tax as I do, and he just lives, you know, 8 minutes outside of
town.
And
a much nicer place to live.
So if you want, you can stick with us here, Conan. We're happy to answer any other questions you have or issues you might want to present. 855-453, but we're going to do it in hour number three, which is up next. 1-855-450-3733. For me, paying the extra taxes and having to deal with that is well worth it to be on the leading edge of the Liberty Movement. This is the place to be. It's Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.